Great to have you along today on WPR News. I'm Larry Mueller. We're turning our attention now to cell therapy. It involves manipulating cells so that they fight disease more effectively. The cells can come from a transplant donor, or if you're the patient, maybe from yourself. And it can be a powerful alternative, perhaps, or an adjunct to drug treatment. We're going to talk about that today with Dr. Jacques Galipo, who is a practicing hematologist, professor of oncology. He's associate dean for therapeutics development and director of the program for advanced cell therapy. Program for advanced cell therapy. We can call it PACT, I guess, is the acronym for that. It's a collaboration between UW Health and the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. And as we talk with him, I hope you'll join in. What do you want to know about cell therapy as a means of treating disease? Do you wonder if you could benefit maybe from cell therapy? Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@WPR.org. Dr. Jacques Galipo, thank you for joining us today.
Larry, delight to be here.
So, how does cell therapy work?
So, everybody's familiar with pills. You know, you go to Walgreens, you know, over-the-counter tablets. That's medicinal chemistry. Maybe 40 years ago, a new technology came up, proteins as a therapy, you know, injecting synthetic insulin. That's a good example.
Okay.
That's not a small molecule. It's not a synthetic. It's a protein. The next thing that was launched was actually built upon a discovery made here in Madison, which was you must have heard of Jamie Thompson.
Of course. I interviewed Jamie Thompson more than once.
There you go. So Jamie put Madison on the map internationally because he MacGyvered a method to generate a type of stem cell that it had the ability to turn into brain cells, insulin-producing cells, you name it, anything. So that technological breakthrough launched 1,000 ships because now you could think about cells as a means to treat disorders that had unmet needs. There was no remedy. And the way to think about cells is, you know, you hear about robots and sci-fi movies and nanobots and
yeah.
Cells are these incredible machines that have evolved over a billion years that are in your body, and they're types of cells that have developed specific functionalities that we can take them, put them in a Petri dish, jazz them up in such a way that they're 10 times better at what they're doing, and we can give them back to you. So as you pointed out, Larry, I can take cells from somebody else. You've heard bone marrow transplants, that sort of kind of, or like organ transplant. I could take your own cells, and they're different cells from different sources that have different clinical use cases. So this platform does stuff that pills and biologics can't do. And I'll give you a salient example. You can take, you know, Jamie's stem cells or other cells that are similar. And in a Petri dish, I can convert them into pancreas insulin-producing cells. And, you know, if you're a severe diabetic, you can get cured if you get islet cell transplant from a cadaveric donor. You can't take it from a live donor. But it's not, there's not enough donors around to treat, you know, the thousands and thousands of diabetics. But here, you can grow a crop of cells to treat thousands of patients, and you just give them back. and it would replace the pancreas that they lost. Pills can't do that.
No.
So that's just one of the technological platforms we're working on right now, building upon Jamie's seminal technical discovery from 40 years ago. But where we're at right now is the next gen. So you're going to ask me, what's the next gen?
Yeah.
So, again, sci-fi movies, you know, genetic engineering. You know, genetic engineering is not sci-fi anymore. I have summer undergrad students that can take cells and change their genetic makeup permanently to make them do what they naturally can't or won't do. So now the only limit to what you can do is your imagination.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Allie in Racine has a question or a comment maybe. Allie, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I was just wondering if there's been any research done on degenerative neurological eye diseases like RP or glaucoma or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Spot on. There's this really bright pediatric ophthalmologist, David Gamm, G-A-M-M. I'm going to call him out. He's at UW. And he's developed a method to take stem cells and turn them into retinal pigmented epithelial cells, RPE for short. And people that have macular degeneration, that's what gets messed up. And that technology was turned into a company that has launched a clinical trial to inject those stem cells to treat macular degeneration. And it's technology that was first born out the research out of UW by David. So, yes, that's going on. Same thing for replacing damaged brain cells that cause Parkinson's. And the same thing for the insulin-producing cells I spoke of. Those are the three platforms that are the most advanced that are currently in ongoing clinical trials worldwide.
And David's been on the show as well. I mean, where are we in that, the clinical trials? Do you know offhand?
So the technology was transferred to a commercial entity. That commercial entity has been able to launch a clinical trial. And I want to say their inaugural case are going to be at the University of Miami. But there are other. That's the first, but there are going to be others. But, yes, they've. That ship has launched.
Dr. Jacques Galipo, our guest today, as we talk with him about the work going on with cells, maybe with your cells at some point in your life. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments as we move along today. Number to call, 800-642-1234. You can email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. So as you say, that research goes back a long ways, at least 40 years for sure, with Jamie's work. How's the cell therapy program able to accelerate kind of innovation and treatment? I mean...
Yeah, so great point. So the goal of our program is to, with alacrity, bring these platforms to first-in-human here in Wisconsin. So, of course, we do the mouse stuff, and, you know, we all do, and, you know, but that's a long horizon. That's 5-10 years. I'm talking about in the moment, what can we put into people? And we got, so I've been here, I'm starting my 9th year in Wisconsin. Yeah. And one of our most advanced programs on the heels of your last guess. So hear me out. We take some of your bone marrow and we can, from that, we grow a crop of specialized marrow stem cells whose job in life is to repair damaged organs. We grow a crop of those. I call them mesenchymal stromal cells, MSCs for short. And what we demonstrated in mice, and then when are currently doing in people is if you had throat cancer, you were likely, you're going to be cured, most likely, with surgery, chemo, and radiation to your neck and throat. But the radiation that you get to cure your cancer messes up your salivary glands. You don't make saliva anymore. Half the patients wind up with severe dry mouth the rest of their life. Miserable. No approved treatment. What we discovered is if we take your own stem cells, we grow a crop of them, and we inject them in the damaged salivary gland, we rescue its function. And we've treated now 21 patients as part of a clinical trial. Last patient's going to be treated next month. The study's called MARSH, mesenchymal stromal cells for radiation-induced dry mouth. And it's going on right now in Madison. We've got now three such FDA licenses. We're the only place in the U.S. that's doing this. We're the only one in the world where we've taken the stem cells and we actually juiced them up using this synthetic hormone to make them more potent, and that's what we're doing right now. That's just one example.
And, all right, so you've treated, I mean, and the results, obviously you haven't finished the whole program with the relating to that, but how does it, I mean, are the patients with dry mouth feeling better?
So, this is in the published domain, so you can look me up on your Google machine, Gallupo, Wisconsin, easy enough to find. So it's safe, which is the first thing. And you know what? As the way the studies are structured is to determine safety, but it's also structured to capture data to get, at least anecdotally, is there a signal towards an effect? And I'm happy to report that the answer is yes. More than half the patients on a quality of life scale that's validated, say they feel better. And we've got some anecdotal cases like, you know, the man couldn't eat pizza because it was eating sawdust, and now he can. And they don't wake up at night to drink water. So there's, anecdotally, we're getting a signal towards effect. But to validate that rigorously, we're going to do a follow-on studies where we're going to be looking at that in larger numbers in the future.
Our guest, Dr. Jacques Gallupo, and we're talking with him about cell therapy. And you can join in, too. The number's 800-642-1234. Email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Looking at personalized cell therapy today with our guest, Dr. Jacques Gallupo. And great to have him with us to talk about the work at the University of Wisconsin. He is practicing hematologist, professor of oncology, and associate dean for therapeutics development, and director of the program for advanced cell therapy. It's a great collaboration between UW Health and UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Join in. The question's 800-642-1234, email to talk@WPR.org. Let's go to Tony in Mount Horeb. Tony, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I was wondering if your guest could speak about CAR-T, the acronym for the hematology procedure for what we're familiar with it for multiple myeloma. It might be for other blood cancers as well.
Absolutely. So great pivot because the other really promising use case of cell therapy is for cancer therapeutics. And I'll take a step back here. In your immune system, you got circulating white cells. You heard of those.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different flavors of white cells. Neutrophils fight bacteria. Monocytes fight yeast and fungus. Lymphocytes fight viruses. And the way that lymphocytes fight viral infection in your body is the virus hides in cells in your body and it pops out, and these lymphocytes recognize that and they sort of delete the infected cell. They gobble it up. They kill it. So those cells evolved the machinery to delete bad cells from your body. So that concept was repurposed. I know I told you about genetic engineering.
Yeah.
So now you can, so now you got a whole bunch of lymphocytes in your bloodstream right now as we speak. And they patrol. We can take those, you know, the way you give blood to the Red Cross, we take some blood out. We can purify the lymphocytes in there, put them in a Petri dish. And then we change their genetic makeup so that rather than them recognizing viruses, which they're designed to do, we've engineered them to recognize abnormal cancer cells because the cancer cells display on their surface proteins called antigens that make them distinct from normal cells. And that's what CAR-T technology is. It's a chimeric antigen receptor T cell. So we engineer in a protein that allows the lymphocyte to, instead of recognizing a virus-infected cell, recognizes a cancer cell, but deploys the same machinery that evolved to delete cells. So in 2014, the first human subject to receive CAR-T was a young girl out of UPenn. She was dying of leukemia. And the team at Penn was developing this platform, and she received an experimental infusion under a FDA license, and it was a Lazarus effect. 3 years later, the first CAR-T was approved for a kind of leukemia called B-cell ALL. And to your caller, there are now six approved CAR-T products, of which two of them are for myeloma, which is a flavor of leukemia that affects older adults. And they work great. I mean, where chemotherapy fails, because that's the limits of that, this is you're now leveraging the biology of this micro robot. I say micro robot. You infuse an army of these gene engineered cells. And these are your own cells, they're gene engineered, that wipe out the cancer, and they persist and patrol and wipe out any recurrences. Now, not everybody gets a cure, but we are getting cures in patients that historically would have been, we have at UW, we're deploying the commercial CAR-Ts, but we also have a research program where we're developing our own bespoke platform based upon our own science here that we're developing for a childhood neuroblastoma, pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, but these are still in the preclinical, but our goal is to get this in people forthwith, not a decade, few years at most.
We have many callers. Thanks, Tony, for that call. We have many callers online with questions. Teresa in Sparta has one. Let's go there. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm wondering, with all of the neurological improvements related to Parkinson's and everything, would it be possible to improve someone's IQ, someone who has a low IQ? Our son is deficient in anything related to mathematics, calendars, addition, subtraction, time. And otherwise, he can talk to you in multiple syllable words, very intelligent, and until you ask him to make change. Is there a way to attack and repair those particular cells?
So there's no data about cell therapy to improve cognition. There are many clinical trials using cell therapy to reduce brain inflammation, as that's the root cause of multiple sclerosis, for example. Same thing for Alzheimer's, which is now more and more recognized as being an inflammatory disorder. So if you can sort of hose that down, it'll help. So the impact is, enough for Alzheimer's, you would say that affects cognition, but it's an indirect effect by suppressing sort of the damaging inflammation, if you get what I mean. But cells to improve cognition, that is still a concept as opposed to a reality being developed.
Not yet. Teresa. Thank you very much for calling. Mary in Mineral Point. Your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with systemic lupus. I'm in treatment at UW Rheumatology. I'm taking 3 different oral medications. Is there anything on the horizon for lupus?
So, yes. In Germany, there was this young woman that, I don't want to spook you, but she had catastrophic lupus in the ICU, kidney shut down. She was dying from, and a type of cell that leads to lupus is a B cells in your body. They're kind of white cell that run amok. They mess up your immune system. They gave that young woman the same CAR T cells to remove B cell leukemia, but the intent was to remove her own normal B cells. It wiped out all the B cells that were causative of her acute lupus, and she walked out of the ICU.
Oh, my God.
So there's this whole exploding space right now of using CAR T not to remove B cell leukemia, but to delete your own endogenous B cells are causing disease. And these are causative of disease of in lupus, ulcerative colitis, and other disorders, including MS. But we don't give them, we're not giving them willy-nilly, because to give CAR-T, it's a bit of an expedition. It can make you quite sick at first. You may wind up being hospitalized with complications arising, which is an acceptable price to pay if you're dying from cancer. But we're always more hesitant about deploying potentially toxic interventions when you have disorders where you have lots of alternatives. But long answer to your brief question, yes, cell therapy for autoimmune disease is hot right now.
Mary, thank you very much for calling. And you said there is cell therapy for macular degeneration. I know we had some other callers asking about it.
Yeah, so the I pointed out to this first-in-human clinical trial being conducted in the U.S. The corporate entity sponsoring this, I don't own any stock, so it's called OPSIS, but you can look it up, O-P-S-I-S. You can look it up on your Google machine, and they've opened up at Miami, but they do intend to open up alternative sites, and I do believe that Wisconsin is going to be one of those sites in the future.
And Sue had emailed, and I think you mentioned it in passing, that stem cell research relevant to MS.
Yeah, so it has to do with a variant which is using not so much stem cells to replace damaged neurons, but rather cell therapy using your own white cells to attenuate the autoimmune problem. Autoimmunity is your body having an allergic reaction against your brain.
Yeah.
And we can inject your own cells that are engineered or manipulated to forfeit that allergic reaction against your own brain. But that's applicable also for other severe life-threatening autoimmune disorders.
Someone else is wondering how, in terms of money, let's talk about money for a minute. You've got pills and so forth, and you've got the stem cell, you know, what you're talking about here. Is this a very expensive process, or will it be? Or I could envision the cost of it coming down over time.
So, Larry, you're right. The only way the price will come down is with competition. We know that's true for cars. It's true for washing machines. It's also true for pharmaceuticals. But in the moment, you're absolutely correct. It's frightful. The CAR T cell therapy I spoke of, just the price of the cell drug by the commercial, because it's a drug, is $500,000. That's just the cells. The hospital treatments that are surround all that is an additional almost $500,000. So you can do the math here. You're talking a megabuck per person. There are other approved, FDA-approved cell therapies that are curative of a blood disease called sickle cell disease.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of treatment, $2.6 million. And now, you're going to say, is that sustainable? Well, that's a question to be posed to the commercial developers, because they're the ones who set the price. But they're thinking is, if I can cure a child of sickle cell disease, that young boy or young girl will not use hospital services for the rest of their life. Ergo, leading all this cost avoidance. So it's a good investment up front because of the savings down the line. That's part of the thinking there. But,
And in the meantime, you guys are doing the work that's bringing this up. And I know, I'm sure that costs and so forth will come down, as you say, with competition, just like always.
Competition and technology.
And technology.
The technology is going to be, that's the thing that can be the breakthrough, something that makes it 50%, 90% cheaper.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Jacques Alipo. It's wonderful to have you here, and great to have you listening in today. A medical show for 2 hours, and we covered a lot of information about a lot of different areas. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.